Adventist World Radio. From broadcast to baptism. Powered by SID Media.
Pastor Machale, good afternoon to you. Can you hear me?
Good afternoon. I can hear you loud and clear.
Thank you very much, Mfundis. Let's get into our conversation for today. And today we are talking about still the Sabbath and the end time conflict from the perspective of the great hope. Revelation hints at a showdown where worship is the central issue. Allegedly, spoiler alert, the Sabbath plays a starring role in this whole saga. But the question stands, are we ready to stand when the pressure builds? And that's why we have Pastor Machaya to talk to us about just that. Why is worship such a central theme in end time prophecy, Pastor?
Okay, thank you. Worship and the Sabbath are central in the fact that when you read in the book of Exodus chapter 31, verse 12 to 18, when you consider the pericope, you get to see that the Sabbath there is referred as a sign of between God and humanity. And this sign, it is a sign that distinguishes those that are followers of Christ, true followers of Christ, and those that are not the true followers of Christ. Therefore, Exodus chapter 31, verse 12 to 18, it is then an emphasis on what we've received moving from Exodus chapter 20 and also in the book of Genesis. Now, we are living in the end times. And as we live in the end times, there is going to be a time that people will have to choose as to whether will they obey the commandment of God or will they obey the commandment of humanity. Because in the discussions that we've had in the past days, we were able to establish and agree on the fact that Sabbath has been established by God for humanity since creation in the book of Exodus, from the book of Genesis, chapter 2, verses 2. We agreed in the establishment of the Sabbath. It's the Sabbath of the covenant that you find in the book of Exodus, chapter 20, verse 8. Further reiteration of the same commandments that you find in the book of Deuteronomy, chapter 5, verses 12 to 15. So you get to see that in the Old Testament, there's an emphasis that the Sabbath is, number one, central in terms of worship. Number two, it was established by God himself. Number three, it was made for humanity. So we agree that it is not a man-made day, but it was established by God himself. Further to that, yesterday we had a discussion in relation to how then can we be sure in terms of it is indeed the seventh day. That is the seventh day is on Friday, commencing on Friday evening to Saturday. We agree that when Christ died, he died on Friday. And the woman could not go and embalm the body of Christ because the Sabbath was approaching. Therefore, even during the death of Christ, the Sabbath was there. It was never changed. In other words, we fully agree that the Sabbath is one that came about to humanity through the commandments of God. Now, if then that is the case, how is it that then there are people who are worshiping on Sunday? Then we get to ask that question. Then it means that if the Bible is explicit in that the Sabbath has come in existence by God, then it means that there is a command that is in existence. However, this command did not come from God. Where then did it come from? Then we are living in those days today where we've got 2 days of worship, and that is the Sabbath of God, that is on Saturday. Then we have got the Sabbath that is man-made, that is on Sunday, that many are worshiping. Now, today, you would find that there are so many who worship, they go to church, and we there is freedom of religion. However,
sorry, Pastor, I'm not sure if I'm following now. Are you still answering the question as to why worship is such a central theme in end time prophecy?
Oh yes. I'm still there. Now, with that, we get to understand that because it was established by God, it becomes a center within humanity because it is a requirement and it is a principle that God has established by himself for humanity. And we can agree on a biblical basis through the text that we have discussed in the past day, and also in the text that I've currently touched on today, that is the book of Exodus chapter 31, verses 12 to 18. One can read that text in their own time. Thank you.
My fear, Mfundisi, is that we have a lot of ground to cover, so I'm going to ask you to be as brief as you can in your responses so that we can be able to cover as much ground as possible. My question now is, okay, how is the Sabbath tied to loyalty in the last days?
Thank you so much. Now, it is tied to loyalty because at some point we will have to choose as to whether we want to worship the God of the Sabbath, who created the Sabbath and established the Sabbath, or whether we are going to be obedient to the laws that are man-made. So it is tied to the Sabbath is tied to loyalty, in the aspect that man has a decision to make, and that decision, it is whether I obey God or I obey man-made laws.
Let's go to the book of Revelation chapter 14. What does it tell us about the final call to worship?
Okay. The book of Revelation chapter 14 is quite interesting because there are two things that you find in the book of Revelation chapter 4. Number one, in the book of Revelation chapter 14, there you've got the angel. The angel has got a message, and the message is that, number one, Babylon has fallen. Now, let us just touch briefly on that. What is Babylon? Babylon is rebellion. Rebellion against who? Rebellion against the commandments of God. In other words, the commandments of God were there. However, there was then rebellion by the people of God. And those people are known as people of who? Of Babylon. That is where Babylon comes from. Now, they have fallen because they've moved away from the commandments of God. Now, the book of Revelation chapter 14, it is the message calling that people should come out of Babylon. That is, people should come out of slavery, of obedience to man-made laws, but and rather confirm to the laws of God. Number two, there is a call that the message, it is to be preached to all nations. When you consider verses 14, there needs to be a message that needs to be preached to all nations. What message is this? The message that fallen is Babylon, a recognition by all people that there has been a move from what God requires in terms of the obedience, not only of the Sabbath, but of the laws of God. Now, it's very important. One cannot say that they are keeping the commandments of God and they keep a certain portion of the commandments of God and not keep the entire commandments of God. That is inclusive of the Sabbath. So when you keep those laws, you also inclusive of the Sabbath. So Revelation says that the people should be obedient, and the word of God should be preached to everyone, to all nations and tongue and nation, so that they come out of Babylon, be obedient to the laws of God. And secondly, you find that there is a principle that says that those who do not want to obey the commandments of God, they will suffer the wrath of God because they were not obedient in keeping to the laws of God. And also, there is a reward for the faithful to those who keep the commandment of God, because at the end, those who keep the commandments of God, inclusive of the Sabbath, not in particular the Sabbath only, the entire commandments of God, there's faithfulness in them, because they shall inherit the kingdom of God. And therefore, that's why it's important to note that when we speak of the Sabbath that we have here on earth, it is a preview of the Sabbath that we'll have also in heaven.
So earlier earlier on you spoke about loyalty. I want us to talk about allegiance now. Words that could seem to mean the same thing, but are not the same thing. And that's why I suppose we need to attend to them. How does the Sabbath become a test of allegiance in the end time narrative?
Come again? Can you repeat that?
I was drawing your attention to the two phrases that can appear to mean the same thing, but they do not mean the same thing. The word loyalty and the word allegiance. And so you have already addressed the issue of loyalty, the Sabbath tied to loyalty. Now I'm asking you to address how the Sabbath becomes a test of allegiance in the end time narrative.
Oh, okay. Now, when we speak about allegiance, it is when one becomes a commitment to a superior or to a group or to a cause. So when we speak of allegiance, then the question is, do you choose to align yourself? Because a person can say that, okay, I do recognize the Sabbath as the day of rest. However, in as much as they do acknowledge it as the day of rest, but they do not keep it, they do not observe it. And therefore, that is not loyalty, because if you are loyal, you acknowledge it and you observe it. But when you decide to have allegiance, it is when you decide, okay, you acknowledge it, but there is no full commitment to the day in terms of observing it.
Okay, that's fair enough. So finally, how can we prepare spiritually to stand firm in Sabbath truth?
I think that the most important thing it is one to have a saving relationship with Christ. Because for one to have loyalty, we're not having loyalty in the church. We're not having loyalty to the day, but we have loyalty in Christ. Now, the question is that, how then do we have a saving relationship with Christ? Firstly, it is to love Christ. Because when we love, it is easy for us to do. It is easy for us to obey. It's something that comes naturally. But if it is not, because the Sabbath itself, the center around the Sabbath, it is love. So for us to be, it is love of God to humanity. So for us to be able to have that and to prepare for such loyalty, it is us responding in the same love that has been bestowed upon us, that loving the Christ, not loving him because of the Sabbath, but loving him because he is our creator. And naturally, it's not something that's going to be difficult, even if odds and circumstances, they force us not to be obedient, but because you love, you will not act towards the obstacles or the impediments that will force you not to worship on the Sabbath. But because you love, you will be able to move beyond those obstacles, because I do believe that love conquers all, as the cliche statement. And with love, you are able to push beyond boundaries. Because it is not a matter of just a feeling, but love comes with a sense of loyalty, commitment, persistence, and perseverance. You can find that even also with the followers of Christ, with the disciples of Christ. It was challenging having to follow Christ, but due to the fact that they loved the Savior, despite the impediments that they were facing in their Christian journey, they were able to overcome through love.
Got it. Loud and clear. Thank you very much, Mfundis. Appreciate it. Pastor Lunga Machai, thank you very much for your time. Have a wonderful day, Mfundis. We'll do this again tomorrow, same time, same place.
Thank you. Same. Likewise. Have a blessed day.
You are tuned into Adventist World Radio, powered by SID Media.